Hi everybody. I know I haven't been online for a long time, longer period of time since January or December. But there is a reason for that, and I will tell you now what happened to me. And I have a message for all of you, very, very important message. Okay, so maybe some of you know what happened to me, but and now I will explain what was going on. Many of you know that I live in I am from Macedonia, but I live in Abu Dhabi for around many years, for around 15 years, and my parents and my brother, they live in Macedonia. Okay, so in January, my brother with his wife was coming to visit us for a vacation for 2 weeks. And they came in Abu Dhabi, so we had a nice time here. And one day, when I was at work, my brother and my husband were calling me, so I didn't know what was wrong. So they called me, and my husband said that there was an issue with my mother and that she had a stroke and she's in hospital. So I immediately left work and I came home. And I was searching online to find flight tickets as fast as possible, because we don't have direct flight to Macedonia, to Skopje. So I had to find some other way. I didn't want to book with the low cost carriers like Wizz Air or somebody, but because sometimes they can make cancel, they have delays. So we took one way ticket from Abu Dhabi with Turkish Airlines, Abu Dhabi, Istanbul, Skopje. So it was the best connection that we could find. And it was very expensive, one-way ticket for three of us, for me, my husband and his wife. Okay, so during that time, they said my mother had a high blood pressure and they stabilized her, so it was okay. So we were just rushing, I wanted to reach on time there while she was still in the hospital so we can help her somehow, to hug her or something. So what happened? We went on the flight and we reached in Istanbul. But at that time when we landed in Istanbul, the time that we landed was that we were leaving the airplane. The time was actually the boarding for the next flight. And I asked the flight attendant, oh, shall we make it? They said, oh, yeah, you have 40 minutes. And if you bought the ticket on one reservation, then they know about you, they will wait for you. And we had the boarding passes already for both legs of the flight in Abu Dhabi. They gave us the boarding passes from Abu Dhabi to Istanbul and from Istanbul to Skopje with the seats selected, everything. So after we left the plane, I was running like crazy just to reach the other leg. And it was last call and I was running faster, and I went down the stairs. I saw one family, they let them in, and I approached the gate, and the guy took my boarding pass, and I said, my brother is on the stairs. And he said, oh, you're not alone, you're with family. I said, yes. And he closed the gate in front of me, you know, and the bus was still outside with open doors waiting, you know. And I was begging him, you know, I said, my mother is in hospital, she had a stroke, this is urgent, I have to go home. You know, we were crying, my brother just came, and the bus was still outside waiting for more minutes with open doors. And they were just ignoring us, you know, the staff there was like we don't exist. So another family came and we were talking to them, begging them, and the bus was outside waiting. But most probably they sold the extra tickets. Like, now I found out the airlines are selling extra tickets, overbooking the flight, just to make extra money, you know. And I saw them inputting in their system just extra boarding passes there. And we were begging, crying there in front of them, and they're just ignoring us like we don't exist, you know. And they send us to another counter just to, I don't know, to reschedule the flight. And on that counter, of course, there was a line, huge line, 100 people, you know. They were just, you know, that they have a huge airport and now building that you cannot reach from one gate to another in 1 hour, you know. That's not enough, you need more than 3 hours maybe just to be in time. And but the thing was that we reached the gate, the bus was there, but he closed the door in front of our face because they denied our boarding. So we went on the other counter for the rescheduling, and there is the next flight was after 12 hours, so we had to wait 12 hours. And they send us in with some bus in some hotel, 1 hour driving from the airport into Istanbul. And on the way, and that flight from Istanbul to Skopje is just a 1 hour flight, less than 1 hour. Okay, so when we were changing the flights and going from counter to counter for a few hours, and then after they reschedule our flight for after 12 hours, they send us with the bus in one hotel. And during the time when we were driving with the bus, they called my brother that my mother has passed away. So she was waiting for us like for more than 24 hours, but we didn't reach there, just to hug her for the last time, you know. And when we reach after, I don't know, 12 hours, that was too late. So I didn't see her until the funeral, you know. So I couldn't help anything. I couldn't do anything. So me and my brother were away from her during this time. But she didn't have any pressure, I mean, headaches or anything. She didn't drink any medications, only for her thyroid, because she had hypothyroidism. Nothing else, you know. She never complained about anything, nothing. This was all of a sudden, and I'm still shocked from the treatment, from the Turkish Airlines and from their ground services. Unprofessional and not compassionate, and just they see us. I don't know if you have experienced anything like that with the airlines, but they're just so their customer service is below any, and their attitude is below the average, below the lowest, you know, point. Okay, so what I wanted to say, I wanted to tell you that until now I'm you know, trying to find what is the, trying to calm down and to find where she went, you know. That's a spiritual world where we all gonna go one day, right? So this we cannot change. So one day we all going to pass away in that spiritual world. So we are on this planet, in this material world, for a limited period of time. Okay. Hi, Sally. Thanks for watching. So we are on a limited period of time here in this world. So maybe somebody will stay shorter, somebody longer, but at the end, we all going to pass away, right? The main thing is that we are, the souls are put in our bodies, and we have some purpose, and we are sent on this planet for a purpose, for a mission to do something. So I have read so many NDAs, near-death experience, that the people were returned back from that, from the spiritual world, to go back in their body just to finish where they have started, because we are sent on this planet for a purpose and for a mission. We have something to do. You know, a long time I have been searching for my mission. I didn't know what was the purpose of my life, you know, to accomplish, to have a career, to have like a house by the beach, to have a boat, to have car, good car, not money to travel. You know, I accomplished everything, but again, I didn't see the purpose. That was not the purpose of my life. Until I got very, very sick, and I was on the bed, just ready to give up my life. I was with pain, with brain fog, fatigue, with thyroid issues, with skin issues, so with cramps. So I didn't want to live like that. So after, because I was studying in nutrition, I'm a nutritional therapist, and I was studying, I have a diploma, and I was all my life into this field. I have a lot of information about this, and I decided that I have to stand up and fight, you know. I have to conquer this. So during that time, during the healing, it was not easy. It was really difficult. But since I managed to succeed in this, because I have so many obstacles in my life, of course, I overcome, but this was, you know, between life and death, you know, I was ready to die, either to give up or I need to fight this. So after I successfully fought this one and established like, found the steps that are necessary in the proper healing that that are described in my three-part video series, And my mission now is to help people achieve this. Because all of us have different purpose and different mission in our lives. For some people have talent for singing, so they make people to enjoy the music. Some people have a mission to, they have talent for drawing. Some people want to travel and then they will write a book or something. So everybody has is placed on this earth according to their talents, according to their wish and purpose. They need to find the purpose, the meaning of their life. So why they are put here in this material world, right? So all maybe it's only just to grow a healthy kids and smart, and so they can become healthy individuals to have a healthy life, nice families to take care of the family, of the parents, of something. Maybe that's the mission, you know. It can be as simple as that, but we all have a mission to accomplish. So if we didn't accomplish this mission, they will send us back in this body, you know. So the Godhead is smart, so they give us a strength to fight, you know. So we have to take this seriously, because the life is very short. Now I understand. So I know my mother has accomplished a lot, so he grew a perfect, let's say, ideal family. We are all healthy and happy. We live together. We take care of each other. We never fight between each other. She brought us very strict in a way that teach us that we can achieve anything we want. Just we need to put our mind into it. So if we want that, we can achieve it. Just we need to find a way. If one way is not working, we try another way. So there is not, for her, there was no, you know, I can't. You can. And it's not about our, we shouldn't say never, you know, right? So we can accomplish anything we put our mind to. Okay, so that's what I wanted to say to you, that we have to take this, our life, very seriously. And we are not here just to suffer, you know, to suffer from day to day, like with pain, with fatigue. And we can change that. Okay. So we can change, and we can become better, and we can pursue our goal and our mission in our life. So that's why we are led with options in our life, you know, and which one we choose, it's our, you know, destiny, and it's it will be at the end our choice, you know. The options are there all the time. We have options whether to choose the what is good for us or what is not good for us, and we have to accomplish our mission. Okay. So that's what I wanted to tell you, that we are all here with a purpose, and I want to know what is your purpose and what is your mission in this life that you are living now, and what are the steps that you're going to take in accomplishing this mission. You know, it's not just sitting around and waiting somebody to tell us what to do. We have to know what we want in our life and what we want to do to achieve. Okay. Okay, so that was my message to all of you, and I'm still shocked from, but I know my mother is with me, the energy is around me, I can feel, because that's a spiritual world. I have seen so many videos about near-death experiences, and in that spiritual world, that it's a completely different world that we cannot see, but they're here, and there are many people like mediums, they're called mediums, that they can sense this energy and they can see these spirits and they can communicate with them. But they're a very small group of people that can do that. And I know that all the spirits and our loved ones are with us all the time. And we receive signs whether we want to acknowledge them or not. And the thing is that even after they pass away, they can see what we are doing, and they are helping us and guiding us with options, and you know, giving us like guidance in our life, and they can see all our achievements, and they will be proud if we continue to achieve follow our mission, our goal in our life, they are happy. So that's why I'm coming back with full power. I have to go back and start helping people and to become healthy so they can achieve their mission and their goals in their life. Okay, it was nice talking to you, and see you next time. If you want, you can like, share and comment on this video if you have experienced anything like that, like similar like this, or you have lost some loved one, and how do you feel about that. So we don't have to be shy, and we can share about it, because there are many people that have lost close person, I also, like maybe 10 years ago, I lost my best friend, and in hospital due to some medical mistake. But I have dream from him that then I start believing, you know. I dream like I see him, and I said, oh, where are you, how are you doing, you know. I asked him, I didn't see you a long time, so what's going on? And he told me, I'm just looking over, watching over my kids, you know, what they're doing. I want to see them. And like he's in a hallway and looking in the door in this, you know, they call it, I don't know in English. So like he's speaking and seeing in the room what they're doing, his kids, what they're doing. So I knew for sure that they are watching over us all the time. And we can feel it, you know. Many people can feel it, that they are here. And one day we will all go there. So we will watch over our kids after that, and we will watch their milestones. We will be happy what they're doing. And we have to make the most of our life on this planet. So make sure that you take this life seriously, and you start doing something, doing the right things in the direction where you want to go. Okay, so never give up. There are people here who want to help, who can help you. And it's just, you can ask, no, don't be shy to ask for any help. And just make sure that you're on the right path and you are doing the best things. And the main thing that it's, the main purpose is, I will reveal now for you, because I was watching this 2 months, a lot of this kind of things. The main thing is to do good things in the life, because after our soul goes there, it's just, we go through a review of our life. So what good things that we have done and what bad things. I mean, there's no person that hasn't done any bad thing. I mean, maybe not deliberately said something and hurt somebody with the word, but we all have done that, even knowing or not knowing. So the main, the most important thing is to do more of the good things than these bad things. So no need to be jealous. I mean, it doesn't matter how much money you have, how much or you don't have, because when we go there, we don't take the money, we don't take anything. It's just a pure soul to soul connection, and we are all part of this universe and this energy. We're all the same. And we are all connected, and there is like love, like forgiveness, like compassion everywhere there. So if we have this in this world, material world, we do this more often, we do good things to other people, to other souls, we are nice, we are helping, that will be much easier, easier to pass on the other world. So make sure you're nice to your neighbor, to your friends, to your kids, to your husband, to everybody on this world, because we are all the same. We are all energy, and our spirit is energy, one part of the huge universe. If you want to know what I was watching and what I was what I'm addressing to, when I'm talking about this, you I can share a link in the comments if you want to know more about these kind of things. If you have lost someone, some close to you, or some that you loved, or a relative or somebody, even that you don't love, but you want to know more about this, I will share a link where you can watch more about this, and also you can another link of one medium who is really really amazing and explaining about this other world, about the spiritual world, and that our loved ones are all the time with us. They are behind us. They are following us in every step we make. And I can feel that my mother is still with me. And even after she passed away, when I went in Macedonia before the funeral, I was sensing so much. You know, I took her a ring, and I was like, in the church, I was like, my hands were shaking. I couldn't calm them, you know. Then when we were talking in the table in my brother company, you know, inside he's selling things for restaurants, like hangers, like, you know, kitchen stuff. And when we were discussing, the company was closed, you know, we were just inside and talking around the round table, what happened, how friend helped my mother, you know, to dress and to take her to hospital. And he looked behind me, he said, you know, the one hanger was just moving, you know, behind me. So I knew that my mother was passing behind me or something, because the windows were closed, everything was closed, and that was just shaking, you know, only one hanger, nothing else. So, you know, these spirits are, they are showing us like with their energy, like maybe with like a wind, like with electricity. If you maybe hear some songs, same song over and over again, that they are communicating, telling you that they are with you all the time, and they are watching over you and over me and over everybody. And with maybe with electricity, with the TV if it's switching on, or with sensor lights, because they are electricity. You know, that energy, pure energy. So this is how you can notice that you have somebody next to you all the time. You know, they're following you all the time, and this is good to know. So I'm happy that during this, let's say, 2 months, because she passed away on 18th of January, so less than a 2 month. I'm happy that I have discovered a new direction where I'm going to, and that everybody is going to, where everybody will end up one day, and that's not the end. Okay, so there is something else, but we need to use this time on this planet purposely and meaningfully. Okay, so we need to do something about our lives. So don't waste it like that. Just do what you want to do, what is your passion, what is your mission, and just don't let anything stop you. Okay, just go for it. Okay, I hope I was inspiring you, and I hope that you learned something about these things that which are our everyday life, that we face in our everyday life. There's no escape from this. This will come to everybody. So I hope you like this video and you find it inspirational. And if you need any help, so I'm helping people in healing their gut and their overall health. So because I don't have any issues now with my brain fog, with my thyroid, with my skin issues cleared up. So I've learned about how to heal the leaky gut, how to help people. And subsequently, when we heal a leaky gut, we heal our whole body, and we have more energy, so we can do whatever our passion is, whatever our mission is, whatever we want to accomplish, we can do it. Just we need to focus on the steps that we need to follow, and anything is possible. So let's use wisely our presence on this planet and enjoy as much as you can the outside, the environment, the trees, the air, the fresh air, the people, the kids, the birds, and everything outside, because this is not gonna last long. For somebody it's shorter, for somebody it's longer, but there is an end, and that we cannot stop and we cannot change. Let's change how we live today. Okay, so it was nice talking to you. And sorry, maybe I make you a little bit sad, but that's my story. If you have similar experience, you can share it, or you can share my video with your friends or loved ones that have similar experience like me. And if you want them to reassure them not to suffer in pain and to be sad. I mean, partially we are sad because I cannot hug my mother anymore. You know, that was my most difficult part of this whole process, because last summer when I went to Macedonia, I got COVID, so I was in quarantine and I was avoiding to hug her, not to make her sick. And I didn't reach on time because of Turkish Airlines. They didn't allow me to board the airplane. So that was also my biggest thing, that I cannot hug her anymore for the last time, you know. So I have to live with that. That's the most difficult part. Otherwise, I know her spirit is with me all the time, and she's helping me, and she's following me, watching me, what I'm doing with my life, and she's happy with whatever I will accomplish. Okay, nice talking to you. So I can talk until tomorrow about this issue, about this happening. And I'm sure that everybody has some kind of similar experience, and I want you to share it with me, and you can write down, and we can discuss, and if I can help you somehow, just let me know. I'm here to help you. That's my goal and passion and mission in my life, to help people as much as I can. Okay, see you next time. Bye.